Okay, we left off yesterday on page Kuf Aleph at the bottom, where the Shunammis had run to Elisha, and Elisha had sent Gehazi to run to see what she wanted for that couple of minutes, that perhaps he could do something for her. So the pasuk continued, "Vatava Elisha likim alahar vatasek ragla ma'ikash kechasi ladafa." She came, because he wanted to push her away. "Vayemir shalikim harpelok inav shemarlo v'ashem halim imani v'leigeli." So he said that something's wrong, obviously, and Hashem didn't tell me. Pirish, what's he trying to say that Hashem didn't tell me? Ilu higili Hashem, if Hashem would have told me what was wrong, lo hayiti mamtin achetava elai, I wouldn't have waited for her to come to me. Elo hayiti kvar makdim lovele ezrasa, I would already come and help her, belisha itavakash mimani, without her asking me. Elisha still felt, as we said yesterday, the very idea to come and see maybe a couple minutes earlier he's able to help her is because he still feels the need to pay her back for her taivas. So when he was saying Vashem Helen Mimani Vlahigili, he was saying, and that's why I haven't done anything yet. If I would have known, I wouldn't have waited for her to come. I would have taken care of it on the spot, because I still owe her. So, Vatayimar Hashalti Ben Meis Adoni, Halei Amarti, Lezash Lezik, Mashikosap, Tileel, Shalachatchil Amrloi, Imabain, Layuskayim, Ein Kolayinin Kedai, Vecheinu Betargam Yain, Son of Pirish Radak. That's what she said. I already told you this, that if it's not going to have a Kiyam, the whole thing is not worth it to me. So Vayemel Yechazi Chagar Masnecha, Levisha Yelech Vimheira Bezrizos. Chagar Masnecha is a lashon of going quickly, going Bezrizos. So you see again the idea that everything has to be done quickly here. The quicker the better, because the quicker I could pay back, the quicker I could do something for her, even though it may be a couple of moments only, it makes a difference. Bekach mishanti biyadecha v'leich, kitim tzayish leis tzivarchanem v'chivrach yish leis anem, kidei shalaisaka v'darek, like we said, so it shouldn't, and especially the way he's learning that the pshat is, every moment makes a difference in make paying back the taiva quicker, so therefore it makes a lot of sense why he said, go very quickly, don't stop on the way, don't take your time. Not only that, as the Mefarshim say, "V'tia kavanasi b'shlichasai shav kavana v'leifne lib ledavarach levemaisav lebedibur calls the pirusha radak." Like we saw this radak also. V'samta mishante al pnei hanar. Hine Elisha mishtada lahachiyos es ben hashunamis. Elisha is making an attempt here to mechaya the ben hashunamis. V'umitam hachzakas taiva, like we said, and the reason is because he's machzik taiva to her. L'shalim taiva tachas taiva, k'mamorim zalei chazal seim shmais rabba, misha b'seach pisul chavein, one opens the door for his friend, naf shei chayiv loy dakaras ha-taiva has to be, has to be willing to give up his life for him. He's chayiv his nefesh to him. V'ulimur atzom arheikun chayavim l'shalim taiva tachas taiva. It's an unbelievable limud how far a person has to go back, has to go to be Mishalim Taiva Tachas Taiva. Because L'chayra Hayalei L'Elisha L'Itayim, because Elisha could have tied it, and he could have said, Masati Lach Ben Zereshel Kayama, I gave you a son, a living son. Rakatem L'Shemartim Alav, he didn't die in his sleep. I gave you Ben Shel Kayama. You obviously didn't take care of him well enough. He went out, it was too hot, it wasn't too hot for a little child to be out in the heat like that. Because of that he got heat stroke, and because of that he died. That's my fault. If you would have kept him in the air conditioning, you wouldn't have had a problem. Good point. Thanks. Should give him water, give him a water bottle, give him a canteen, right? Take care of him. He doesn't belong there in the first place. Keep him in the shade. I tell Hashem, he could have tied in that. I already paid you back an unbelievable taiva. How far do I have to go? Elisha could have said. Amnam Elisha in a time came, and after a moment does Elisha say that. Umisamitz betachlis toisamtus lizaris is in yinchias hamets, and he goes and he's misamitz. And you see the pasuk keeps on stressing each time how quickly it has to be, how bizrizus it has to be to bring about the tchias hamesim. V'lochein, so he says, Rabbi Bevda says, Sheleach es nara ikiyoko leilach yoyser b'mhiris v'mana. Why did he send Gehazi? Go yourself. B'mishalom taiva tachas taiva yourself. Why are you sending Gehazi? Because Gehazi was much younger, he was able to go quicker than him. Umitzav alav kol min zehirus, and not only that, he commands him all different types of zehirus. Shlei gala cher min yinaneis, b'shlei yasiach daitichas shalom avrega mishlichusai, ad kedei kach shlei yitin shalom v'leyachter shalom. He shouldn't for a moment say hello or even be master shalom to anyone. Pilei plaim, how far Elisha goes to make sure that this happens in the best and quickest way possible. But as we know, the Shunami said, I'm not leaving you. I don't want Gehazi. Vayokam vayelech acharel. Hinei ha-Shunami's ha-zois. Etzem ha-lichoso li-isha li-kim l-har-akarma li-tay ma-shatana ha-techzek b-raglov u-drishoso ke-eis she-yachzer hu ba-atzma yachar itov le-lismach al-Gehazi l-choyre tzarechin ma-anagosa. So they have a very strong question around the Shunamis. Because the Shunamis was Elisha's match in giving taiva, in being from the Naistim, as we said, in from the Makrivim, not asking for anything for herself. Elisha says, I have to pay you back, you owe me nothing. Maybe I didn't even do the taiva correctly, I didn't do it to its fullest, I don't want anything. And yet over here, we see it seems to be the opposite. She has a problem, so what does she do? She doesn't say, okay, listen, it was my chataim and this and that, and I'm not deserving. No. She goes, doesn't tell anyone, she doesn't tell her husband. She goes to Hara Carmel, to the Shalikim. She goes and she has kindness and she says, once you gave me the child, you mechuyev to make him live. I told you, Hatzila, if not, I'm not interested in the whole business. But Tetzek Baraglov, that means she's not letting up. It's not just like she's giving in her request here. She's almost demanding it. Elisha, fine, he sends Gehazi to do it. No, it's not enough. I want you. What's going on here? This is the opposite. It sounds like she wants. And she wants the best possible way. And she's demanding it. When Elisha asked her if she wanted anything, she didn't say. She said no. And all of a sudden now she wants. The derech of tzaddikim is to give, not to be derish, not to ask. Commotion is violent while kai, like we explained until now. Omnam nira deloy kivne b'cholelo l'tayvas atzmakla. We're making a mistake here. Who did she want? Who was she demanding? For who was she demanding? Not for herself. Rakol masha osa kan ha'ilu tevasa shalayelet. Which is making it that she's on an unbelievable madrega. That a mother whose child, Rachmana Litzlan, was nifter. And she's demanding, but not for any personal gratification herself. Not for herself. I'm not asking to be mechayev the mezuzah for me, but for the child. Again, for someone else. Ki choshva, because she thought b'tzedek, she thought correctly. That it's still possible to be mechayim. And therefore, if there's a possibility to still make the kid live, she has to go all out to make sure that happens for the child. Kol's man, it's a possibility the child could live. It's her achrayis as a nisayin to make yourself as crazy as possible, to go as quickly as possible, to do everything in her power to make sure that the child lives again. Not for herself, so that the child could have this Yeshua.
How does she know that?
I don't know how she knows. This is Kichosh, but she held like that. Maybe she held because of Elisha's bracha, he's able to do it. But again, the point is not mitzad her, it's mitzad the child. ולכן סוגר הדלס בעדוי ולגילסו לבעל המויסוי שלא יספרסם הדובר פנצים נתחיוס עדי פרסו מויסוי שכל perhaps there'll be a problem if people know about it. כי אלצר עצמו איסה מבטרס ומקבלס באהבו. When it came to her personal feelings, when it came to her personal tzara, to her personal tzar, that this child, as we said before, that she said, I'm not interested in if the child is not going to stay alive because that's too much for me to be disciples. She said, don't give me the child. I'd rather have the tzar of not having a child. And yet when that tzar actually happens, we don't see that she focuses on her own tzar, looking to get out of it. Her own tzar, aysa mevatera, she'd be mevater, umekabelis ba'ava, kidarkon shel tzadikim. Tzadikim ha mekabel yisurim ba'ava. Their banisham felt this is what they deserve. They're mekabelis. It should be a kapara for them. It should be a schutz for them. Whatever the kavanas are. Not to be bayit chas v'shalom, I don't want the yisurim. Rabbi used to ask, invite the yisurim to come on him every night. Yisurim are mezachek a person, it purifies a person. For herself, she would be mekabelis. Again, setting it up that she said, I don't want this. But once it happens, she doesn't go with tainas. I said I didn't want it, I don't want this tzar and I'm right. It wasn't mitzvah herself. It was all for the child. Who was the child? The child that ended up being Chavaka Kanovi. Umeduyik loshen hakosuf. Vatoymer aim hayeled. Chayashem chaynafshcha miyazveka. We pointed this out from the Kli Yoker. Why is she called now aim hayeled here? So the Kli Yoker said she had such a muna that she already considered herself a yelet as a live child. I'm aim hayeled. He says, no. What she's doing now wasn't Vatimer. It wasn't for herself. Vatimer aim hanar. As the mother of the child, kuloi v'toivas a child, l'chein hi mesuru l'nar l'achayosef. The reason why it's my achrayis is because I'm the aim hanar. But not because I'm the aim hanar, because I'm the aim. And I wanted mitzad being the mother. I want a mitzad the nar. Who's achroi? Who's the one who could help up the nar? The mother could have the best interest of the child in mind. The mother is the one who's going to go with the biggest rizus and the biggest mesiris to go. So v'atayim nar, why am I doing it? Not for myself. I'm doing it for the nar. Mitzad, I'm his mother, and therefore for him, I am doing the best. So that's how he's learning the diuk and the imanar, that the Navi is being megala to us, lest we think, what's going on here? All of a sudden she's demanding things for herself, there's nothing for herself, there's no personal interest. Mitzah herself, she'd be mekabel ba'ava. The Rebbeinu Shalom wanted to be mitzah her, she's mekabel mitzah ba'ava. But for the child, if there's even a minute possibility of the child becoming alive again, that's chias ha'meisim, so mitzah her midah, of giving, of doing for others, was mechayev her to go to the nth degree to make sure that it will happen again for the child. Pirkei Derb Elazar says, Shegei Chazi Lehemin B'Dover. V'yakesaychik Beinam, as we said, maybe it should say. So, Yechazi didn't believe, and he made fun of the whole business. Any person that he meant, do you believe that this have a magic stick here? It's Mechaya Mesim? And Lefichach, therefore, the magic said, Loi also be other. Ayin Yishalm, he said, Hajin talks about it, Tarchuma Mishalach. Vayavay Elisha Abaisa Vinianar Mes. Vayavay Vyitzkar Adelis Vachneim. Once Gehazi was mefarsing, even though he decided to darashai and he was making a joke out of it, but when the nase is going to happen, everyone's going to see it's not a joke and everyone's going to know about it. So once there was a piercing in the nase, so then it was a much harder thing to accomplish. So Elisha could have thrown in the towel too, and he could have said, listen, I had the opportunity. I was going to do it. But now it's almost an impossibility for me. I'm going out of my way enough. I'm going to have to go so out of my way to be Mechaya, a child, and now everyone knows about it and it's a much harder thing to do. No. He's still misamitz b'chol koichar. Ki adayin margish achoyiv l'shalom toivah tachas toivah shekibu mi'ashunam nesukum avur lel. He still owes her. Now, I'm just thinking now, it could be we talked about why when Elisha came, it could be that's really what he means over here, why Elisha came, he didn't use the Mishanis at all. He did an entirely different oifen. And we asked, why was the difference? Why Gehazi did he send the Mishanis? We said various pshatim. It could be now what he's trying, the way he's saying is that the Mishanis could work when it was an easier nace to do. The minute everyone knew about it, so then it's a much harder thing to do. The Mishanis wasn't enough to be Mechaya the Mace. That's why he needed tefillah, and that's why he needed the whole business here. Could be that's what he means to say. Elisha did what he was able to do. He davened, he did other things. Baradak Moisif, Vepsha Gamkin, Lahanchim Alanar, Lechamamoy, Bechaymativi, Ayotim, Repivu Meinov. We said this Radak also, that the reason, one of the reasons he lay down on him, it's to breathe into him, it's to warm him up. Kirayv Hanisim, Nasim, Mahatachbulam, Idarachayla, Markan Lashainai, because Rayv Nisim have to go in a little bit of a normal fashion, like Darachayla. So Elisha did everything he could. He davened, he did these natural things that help bring about the nace. And the nar hasn't gotten up yet. We could say that Elisha was Yaitzeh Yitzchiyav of being Mishtahadl to be Mishalam Tayyav Adagatayyav. If he hasn't been Yaitzeh yet, we could assume that even if he plans to be Mechaya the Mace, he did everything what seems to be in his kayach possible for him to do to get the Tchiyas HaMaisim, everything natural, with tefillah, with everything, and still nothing happened. Vim loikam hanar loikam. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Should have seen, it's not working, finished. I'm very sorry, I did my best. That's all part of my akaras atayv, my afzakas atayv, I paid you back. Hashem, not doing it, what should I do? Amnam loikein Elisha ishalikim, go'ayin hanedivos v'afzakas atayv, maksiv bay, that's not Elisha, it doesn't stop there. Vayosho vayelach bevayis, achatayna v'achatayna v'yal v'yigalov, v'yizorana acheva palmin v'yikach anaratayna. We have no clue what Elisha was doing as he walked back and forth, and then he went back onto the child 7 times back and forth, and going onto the child. We don't know what Elisha was doing. These are hidden things. He seems to be making an extra, going further, making strength that means mitzvahs even more than he did already. Like a person trying to climb a very high mountain. Because it doesn't end. If there's still something humanly possible for him to do, Allah would say, it's enough already. How far do you go for your Aliyah's Kir Kitana Kisei Shulchan HaMenorah? What did you do already? You gave her the sum. That she didn't want. You sent Gehazi, that didn't work. You sent him quickly. You went yourself. You did everything possible. You're misbalal. You did things that seems to have human foolishness here of laying on him. And it didn't work. So is he done? No. Is there still a chance? Am I able to do something? Haina vahaina, whatever that means, whatever he was trying to pilot over there. Elisha, it was obviously something because it ended up working at the end. I'm still going to go further. And that's what Elisha did. And the child lived. And this is going to be like the punchline of the entire thing. When a person thinks to himself, think in your mind, try to picture what's going on over here, Yisragish might, shall be full of ragish. כי מי יכול לשייר גוידל שמחות שאל אם הנער המס? Who could imagine the simcha that this mother had? כשנאמר לו שבנו קם לתחייה. When, although it's true, mitzad herself, she would have been saivul the tzar, but at the end of the day, now the child's alive. She's besimcha atuma, mitzad the child living, and at the end of the day, she's the mother of the child. Hallo yadua b'teva b'nei adam, ki g'dayla simcha tashavas aveidasa eitzel adam, har b'yayser misimchasa kabbalas matana chadasha. Well known that if you lose something and you find it, or you lose it at least in something that you know haven't been of ever finding, and you get it back, so you have a big simcha, sometimes even more of a simcha than when you get something new. Something new you're not so acquainted with. Something that's yours and you're acquainted with it. Then you lose it, so when it comes back, it's a very big simcha. Batam poshet. Ki afo bishasazim v'simcha l'adam kirshe mekabal matana gedoylu v'yikara. Omnam. Mikavan sha'adavar chodesh atzloi. V'terem niskasher lov kesher l'vavi en simchase shleim. Since you don't have a shaykhus with the thing, it's not yours yet, you don't feel some shaykhus to the thing that you got, so your simcha is very big, but you can't say that it's a deep simcha, you were attached to this thing, it's brand new. Masha'enkin b'chepet sh'rochash kvar mizman. But it's something you have for a long time. V'nisraga bo, you got used to it. V'mechavim bo, v'mechamdoi. V'niskashri lov keshri lov avi v'nafshi. It comes as almost it's a piece of yourself. It's me. It's my belongings. I own it. And one day, it got lost. And a person's mitzar on this. An unbelievable tzar. It's almost as if part of my life was taken away. He doesn't rest from trying to look and look for it and do other things and say every school in the book. He's waiting. And any knock on the door, and any letter that comes, deep down, even subconsciously, he thinks, maybe someone sending me a letter that he found what I lost, or he's knocking on my door. When he gets, when that day comes, the day he was hoping and yearning for, that he got back his Aveda, his paretz simcha levavi mikol atzmaisav. The simcha encompasses his entire being. Ramachevor, v'shagidav, adein l'shayev. This is why in Yaina, the guy points out in Yaina, that that's why Yaina, when it talks about over there that, that Hashem gave him the kikayin and then he took it away and he says he took it away from me and now I'm going to die. So the guy over there is well known. The guy learns Alderich Remez that it's talking about the whole idea is talking about the whole Yaina is talking about the neshama coming down to this world. So the fourth paragraph over there talks about it. That's like not the second Gilgal. Until you get to the fourth parak, it's all talking about the neshama coming the first time. The fourth parak is talking about coming in Gilgal Sheni. And in Gilgal Sheni, you bring baggage from the first Gilgal. So the way the guy learns over there, the pshat is that the person, the neshama, because of Averis he did, because he didn't do what he was supposed to do in his first Gilgal, so he's an ani. He doesn't have anything in this world that Lamazi doesn't have. He might be a tzaddik, he might learn Taira, but deep down he feels bad that he doesn't have the Olam Hazeh. He looks at Nineveh, and Nineveh has Olam Hazeh, and he's jealous of them. So then the Rabbeinu Shem gives him this Kikayan, so the Rabbeinu Shem gives him an unbelievable Aisha. And then he takes it away from him. And at that point, he says, I'm so bizarre, I want to die. Take away my life. He didn't say that before. So the guy points out over there the same idea, because when he didn't have it, it was a big tzar. But once he have it, and it got taken away, that's even such a big tzar that he says, it's not even worth living, I want to die, the tzar is so great. Because not having something, he's not having it. it, but once you get a shaykhus with it, it's yours. Although he didn't do any, says over there, he didn't do any shtalus for it, it was nothing, he didn't work for it, it was here today, it was gone tomorrow. But at the end of the day, it became his, and now he doesn't have it. He might be in the same matzav he was before, just as poor, but being the one point rich, and then becoming poor, is such a tsar, he misses it so much, that he wants to kill himself. And that's the idea, the same idea over here. That something that you have a shaykhus with, and when you lose it, you feel very bad, you feel much worse than not having it at all. Like we said, even with the Shnamas HaKatkhila. I'd rather not have the Ben than have it and lose it. It's not worth it. And that's the same idea here with the Aveda. Getting a new Matan, I have no Shaykh, is a very big Simcha. But getting back something, although you might say, I'm so bored of it because I know it already, it's something new, but at the end of the day, there's a deeper Ava to the thing that you had before. V'nei be'etzem ha-Simcha ha-Tumah. והנחס רוח שאין למעלה הימנו שבני אדם צריכים להרגש בעולם הזה כי על הילדס חינת חיו בורי. The deepest simcha a person could have, the biggest הנחס רוח, that's impossible. It's impossible the person should understand even what the simcha is until the person experiences it, is on the birth of a child, a healthy child. אמנם מכיוון שמייס הלידה קרוך the truth is, birth is very painful. There's chavle leida before and after. And birth is a matzav of sakana, sakanas nefashas, for the child and for the mother. So it's a scary moment. And that's why we said that the Shavachma says, ladies, not mechuyev and pruravu. But since it's a sakana, the Rachel Darchenayim, the Torah would never say, do a mitzvah to put yourself into the sakana. The Rebbein Shem counteracted it by giving a specific teva in ladies that they want to have the child, but he couldn't give a tzivri of a mitzvah because Rachel Darchenayim wouldn't allow a mitzvah to go put yourself into sakana. So a simchas leida murevis bitzavim. So the leida itself is not a complete simcha. It's not a complete simcha. There's worries throughout the simcha, and even afterwards, when everything Baruch Hashem is okay, but at the end of the day, there was tension leading up to it. So the mail of the simcha is already marred a little bit, and the physical pain and all these type of things. So you can't call it a simcha shleima. Amnam etzem ha'uvda. But just the fact, the idea that parents are bringing a new neshama into the world, that brings a certain amount of simcha to simcha adein cheker, an unbelievable simcha. And therefore, it is the greatest simcha that someone could experience. It's the greatest simcha. Again, although it might not be a simcha shleima, but compared to any other simcha in the world, the simcha is an unbelievable simcha. Amnam yitachin ait simcha gidoilam isu. But to see the way we're saying now, there's even a greater simcha. V'hu b'mikra shel ayamus chas v'sholom echa nitzatayim shel ahirim. Chas v'sholom, rachmanu l'slan, that if shel ayamus, one of the children of a person, it's an unbelievable tzar. There's no such kesher, there's no ava, there's no chiba like parents have for children. My son, it's impossible. Who could be menachem a person who loses a child? In their minds, in their imagination, they're yearning, they're hoping. Just waiting for him to walk in the front door. Maybe there'll be an ace, maybe there'll be tzias ha-meisim. It's come out an impossibility. But that's the way it is. The tzar is so deep. It's impossible. They're hoping. They're hoping in their imagination something should happen. Kol sharoshi nafsham umamaki levavam kaisvim l'neis hazeh. Their whole being is looking forward. Maybe such a mace could happen. The biggest diamond, the most expensive thing someone loses and he hopes to get it back, 1,000 times plus, is the yearning and the hope that a parent has if their child is nifted, that the child should come back. It's the greatest loss. ולא ציירנו קססים חוסי או עצומה שכל הזכל השבס אבידות היקר למהיר. And we tried to portray before, he says, בשמחה of someone who loses something very valuable, that when he gets it back, how besimcha the person is. He calls every person in the world and he tells them, all his neighbors and everyone and his friends and family, it is besimcha, makes a cake, makes a party, makes a kiddush, right? Why? He got back, he lost whatever it was, and he got it back. ומי בעולם יוכל לשער כמה תגדל על יססם ושמחסם ונחת רוחם של הירים שכולם כאשר יוקם ילדם המאס לתחייה ממש. Who could even try to be Messiah and try to even explain and try to even describe or portray the simcha and the joy and all whatever descriptions in Lashon HaKodesh there are of joy and simcha and the nachas ruach of parents who lost a child, and all of a sudden, the child wakes up. And it was all a mistake, or was it Tchias HaMesim? V'yugad lahem. And they're told, so who is your left hand here? Take your child. V'yitachin ba'aylam simcha g'daylam izim. A simcha v'leida is a simcha, but it has in it the tzar. The simcha, and again, it's a new child. The simcha of getting back a child, which in the Etzem, there's no birth there, and that moment of getting it back, the Simcha is a complete Simcha, and it's a Simcha of Aveda, it's impossible to even think of such a Simcha. He points out, Chutz mi Simcha sa tzadikim is a vekasam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That already will be a greater Simcha, that's a Ruchniyistik, a Simcha under a Simcha. Uveprat ba'isa regash and it's basu v'roos u'adam shul chai. Think, try to think for a moment in your mind, that moment, the simcha is going to last a long time. The phone calls, the texting, the emails are going to last a very long time while they send out the good news. But that moment of the besura, when they're told, to es yilevchem, take your child. Boisarega kolivavam tafus besimchasam, vein makshava acheres oyle azal daitam. They're not thinking what's for supper. They're not thinking anything. All they're thinking is pure joy, simcha, that this child is alive. Vimkein, binyaneinu, hayinu saivrim she'ashunamis hazois, kasher tava yol chedre shel Elisha, v'tiras b'no achai. So the Shunamis is told, take your child. Elisha calls her, si'i b'nech. We would think she'll walk in, she'll see her son alive, this is it. Miyad taurat al anar, v'tachtoi feisai v'shtei adel, she'll run, she'll grab him, mutachabek, and she'll hug him, mutanashika, so she'll kiss him. The tikbait smraigila, she'll start jumping and dancing. The titzak taka, she'll simcha l'chalaylam, she'll start screaming and telling everyone, and the child's alive, the child's alive. And yet, amnam laikain haya hadavar. That's not what happened. Ki ashunamis hatzikaniyas mak sivba, vatavoi vatipol auraglo vatishtafu arto. Batisas benavatete. Kiniskayim bitzirkan zu mashakasav harajbo ala tzadikim amitim. It was niskayim in this shunamis, in this tzirkanius, what the Rajba said. Shagaydel chishkam bavidase vavati yisbarak mevaze kalach hashakim. The Rajba in a tshuva, where he says, someone asked him what kavanas a person should have by Kriya Shema. And he says, I don't want to get into Kabbalah and these things, but he says, what's Pashat kavan in Kriya Shema? V'chal levavcha, v'chal nafshecha, v'chal miyadecha, v'chal levavcha d'Avram Avinu, v'chal nafshecha, v'chal miyadecha. Is Yitzchak, is v'chal nafshecha, and v'chal miyadecha. So the Rajba goes and explains that v'chal levavcha, he says, is talking about all of your feelings and all of your emotions, all of your cheshach. You're mevaza them. You give them up. You say they're nothing compared to what your cheshek is for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Rukum ha-shekasa v'Avram Avinu she'azav v'shachach avas b'no yechidoi. Build up Avram Avinu, waiting so long for a child, finally has the child. What type of child? Well, not a child anymore. It was 37. It was a Gain Olam. It was a tzaddik. So it wasn't any child. It was a child Yitzchak. And the Rabbeinu, can you imagine the ava, the love that, as we said, a father has for a son, Kol Shekein, he waited 100 years. Kol Shekein, the son is Yitzchak. Not Yitzchak at 3, Yitzchak at 37. And yet when the Rabbi Nisham tells him, go shecht your son, Ozav v'shokach avas v'no yechidai asher avoy tachlis avo v'choshak liyoiz al avosi l'ashem yisvarach goyveres v'mishakeket kolach ashokim v'atayvus. That was the meaning of Avraham Avinu. That's the chal levavcha, with all of your levavas, with all of your feelings. That's the avdas Hashem. That be willing to give up all your feelings for the ava of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's what Avraham Avinu taught us to do. That's b'chal levavcha, b'chal nafshecha, Yitzchak was willing to give up his life, and b'chal ma'idecha, Yaakov Avinu, who gave up all the money that he had in Beis Lavan, and not only that, it says he was mo'as b'chal mamoin from Beis Aviv. Yitzchak was a very rich man. Yaakov was mo'as in it. He didn't want anything to do with it. He just wanted to sit and learn. He gave it up all for Avas Hashem. So in this Shunamis, it was Niskayim in her, the B'chal Levavcha. Umikevan, She'inyan Haida V'achzakas HaTayva L'meitivim Ha'adam. The inyan of thanking someone, and being machzik taiva to someone who did you a taiva, who may ikrei ha'amuna. It's one of the ikrei amuna. Umiyusaydis Avedasi Yisvarach Shal Ha'adam Ha'naisin Ma'amakev. The person is a true Eved Hashem, that means his job in this world is to be nice and to give, to be makrit. Alkein his apka v'gaido chishka l'haydais Gaido chashka l'haydis l'ishalikim u'lehachzik l'itevase agadayla. So she had here, Elisha was just mechaya her son. She has to say thank you. She has to give haydah to him. She has to give machzik taiva to him. One second, there's something else. And she felt that. She felt that urge to do it. Because that's who she was. But all of a sudden, deep down, her maternal instincts are screaming at her. One second, the emotions are screaming, go kiss the child, go hug the child alive, see the neck. But since she was a Talmud, she was an Einikol of Avraham Avinu, a true Einikol of Avraham Avinu, Kailuch B'drach of Avraham Avinu, to go, and the Avas Hashem is Goyver on all the other emotions and feelings that a person has. So her Avas Hashem, which said that I am an Oyver Hashem, and my Avodah is to be a Nisan, and if someone gives me a Taiva, I have to pay them back, and I have to be Mahal of them, I have to give Haidah to them. That was Gavar al Avasi Livno Yechidah Shazat Kam L'Tchia. That feeling overcame the emotions that she had to go and hug her child. L'chein b'voyo achedroi k'shenemar l'si b'neich. When he said to b'neich, l'ponsa el b'no v'l'inagaba. She didn't turn to her child and she didn't touch her child. She fell to the floor to Elisha, who did this taiva of atishtachu arta. That was her way of thanking her. Then she picked up the child and she left. That pasuk is the climax of the entire parsha. That's the last. This is where the haftarah ends over there. And Rav always says, Rosh Hashivas come over to him and say, they never notice his last, you know, by last pasuk, you're ready in the brachas, you're ready of the haftarah, you know. They never notice this last pasuk of the climax. What'd she do first? Batipo, Araglov, she fell, Batishtachu Arta, she thanked him, and then Batisa Spino Vateitze, then she picked up the child. Only then did she allow herself to then go and kiss her child.
Yeah? I would think that letting the person who did this
just show
up for you to show them how much you appreciate it, how much you enjoy the soba, I would think that that's like...
But to her, the feeling was that that's coming out of the emotions as opposed to it's a conscious effort. I'm sure that the minute she picked up the child, so she kissed and hugged, she went out and found the Yishalikim. But I'm sure she was beaming. At least she was, I'm sure, able to tell what was going on over here. Mm-hmm. But she was in control of her emotions. And if the tire, and if Ruchnius tells her that she say thank you for a taiva before you enjoy the taiva. As big as, and I have to build up how big the emotions were over here, she was in control, and she said, I have to do first my Avaida before I let my emotions come. I'm in control of my emotions, and that's the Avaida. So her Midah Vakar Zatayiv, again, this was like the duel of the Makirei Taiva over here between Elisha and the Shunamis. Who could outdo the other one in Akaras HaTaiv? But they both won. They both excelled in it. The lessons are from both of them. Umaseyem aniflam shel tzadikim hanal makirei hatayv ba'emes asher darkem mechayim lias noisim umakrivim v'lo lias darshim umakablim hein heima yisoy the divrei David HaMelech alav ha'shalom hamuvoyim b'reish tevareinu in the beginning of this inyan that he said, and I mentioned this before, ma'ashiv la'ashem kol tag mulay aloy pirish haradak Magmul uchal lahoshiv loy akol acheset shasa imi. Mahoshiv laHashem says the Radak. David HaMelech is saying, what could I pay back to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam akol acheset shasa imi for all the katzadim he does for me? Kol tagmulav shegmalani heimalai lahoshiv kinegdam imucha. Mahoshiv laHashem, what could I give back? Why? Because kol tag mulayi, everything that he gave me, a lie. Is a lie lahashiv. It's upon me, it's an obligation. To try my hardest to pay back. Kiloy haya bizchus. I don't have any tzchusim for this. The manshom, the billions and gazillions of chasadim, trillions of chasadim that he gives. I have a tzchus for that. Ala kol chesed meitoy. So therefore, kais ishoitas of Hashem Hashemekra, kishetem mishta v'simcha, harim kais ayayin v'aydenu lov nei rabim, v'ez v'yeshuot eshoi shi'ein yarka v'shoinai, and that's the beginning of the Sifrit Yis Mitzrayim. But that's the yisoy that David HaMelech is saying. The yisoy of a person's avodas Hashem, Chavis HaLevavos also talks along these lines of Takaras HaKayim, is the whole idea of avodas Hashem, but that the Radak is saying, Olai Lahashiv, I have an obligation to return it to the best of my ability. How do I do it? By continuously giving, doing the Ratzon Hashem, giving to others, not asking for more. I received so much already. I received so much. The Rebbeinu doesn't owe me anything. I have a major bill by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I have a chutzpah to ask for more. People should give me more things. I have to start paying it back. It's an impossibility. A person lachar me'av esrim will come up. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam will start making chesronos. You got a billion taivas. Let's see how much you pay back from the taivas. Pay back 10 million. Tried your hardest, you did your best, you had it consciously in your mind that you're giving, you want to give to others as a payback for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that he gave you to be a nice thing. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, listen, Olai Lahashiv Imucha, the best that I could do. Mashem says, okay, you did the best you could do, you tried your hardest, it's impossible to pay back the claim of a billion, 10 million, can I get a billion? It wipes itself out, because it's impossible to pay back Hashem for every type that he does, every moment, kol neshama ta'alaka, kol neshima neshima, every breath, your neshama really wants to go out of you, the neshama stuffs it right back into you, you have to give a bracha for kol neshima, for every neshima, it's an impossible thing, but the neshama makes the cheshbon, if a person's mishtadl, he does his best. The Mashem says, okay, you did your best, they equal each other out. But if a person comes and says, yeah, I gave you a billion taivas, and about 10 of them you paid back, there's a little bit of a discrepancy in the bill. And the other guy also had a discrepancy of hundreds of millions. Yeah, but he did his best. He went and he was mishtadl to do it. So therefore he gets it off. You were from one of those people who said, Shali, Shali, Vishalash, Shali, it's all coming to me. I want it all. That's not what a tzaddik does. A tzaddik is shalish shalach v'shalach shalach. I want to give. I want to give more. I want to give back. I want to continue giving. Right? We've mentioned over here also the story with the Amana with Kairat. Said it this year at all? No? So last year? Also not? In the beginning of Parshas Kairat. Famous magic that says that what did Kairat do? Kairat made a big asifa. And he wanted to make fun of Moshe Aaron, so he said a whole story that Amana Achas Aisa Bishchunasi. There was Nebuchadnezzar Amana in my neighborhood, and she had two Yisaimis, two daughters Yisaimis, and they had nothing to eat. So they decided a little piece of land. So they decided to go, and they're going to go and plow the land. They went to plow the land, and there was this Moshe Rabbeinu comes along and starts screaming at them with Sachrish Bishar B'Chamar Yachtov. You can't do this. You can't have a Sharna Chamar plowing. Okay, so they went to plant. They went to plant. Also, Lysizer Kalayim. So it's Lysizer Kalayim. You know that it plants Kalayim. Finally grows. We try to harvest it. Leket, Shikha, Peya. Right? We finally harvest it. All of a sudden, Aaron HaKain's over there. Give me Truma. Marisha Zalevi, give me Meiser. Right? So then we baked the bread and they want challah. So they said, forget it, this is too much of an ASIC for us, this whole business over here, they want too much. So they sold the land and they bought some sheep, some lambs, they figured some goats or something, they'll figure they'll get the shearings from it. So they took the shearings and are in a kind of their racist haggaz. And then they said, okay, so let's at least shaft it. Oh, there's Matnas Kona Israel Khayam and Kavi, you have to give to the Kaya. So they said, okay, this is crazy already. You know what? So just if I'm not gonna get anything out of it, it should be a khairam. Kalcheirim Lashem, it says over there in the post, it goes like Kehanim. Aaron says, oh, not only don't get just Israel, I get the whole thing, thank you. And Nebuch, they were left there crying with nothing to eat. This is the story of Kairach. Kairach says, you think about it, Taka, that's the end of the story. So the question is, what?
Did he make it up?
Yeah, he made it up because, you know, they should have said to him, why don't you help her out if you had this Nebuch the Galmana in your shchuna, right? So your neighbor, you left this all go on, you didn't give her tzedakah. Yeah, he made it up, but he was trying to bring out the fact that they don't let you live, right? You say, and I think he says a lashon over there, and they say it's all from Hashem. That's it. Every time you take Truma and Meiser, oh, there was a story in the middle also, I'm sorry, that one of them had a baby, so the Bechor went again to the Kayan. They had more in the story over there. So the question is, what's the answer to Kairach? What is the answer? He has a good time, it seems. How do you think? He don't let you live. Every single step of the way. You have to give away more. Right? One of the reasons you pick up 10 fingers when you make hamayit, you put 10 fingers on, because there's 10 mitzvahs that are done. There's a shalah how to count to 10. There really could be more than 10. There's 10 mitzvahs that are done before you even get to be nana from it. And a lot of those mitzvahs are giving away mitzvahs. We give away, look how much we gave away before we took a morsel for ourselves. Because the truth is that this almana was not crying when she gave it away. Adirabba. She was besimcha atzuma, if you want to know the true story. Kairach wasn't saying the true story. Because a yid who has amun and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam understands that his job in this world is to be a nosen, to give away. And if I'm giving this amount, I'll give more. I'll give double. I'll give chaymish. I'll give truma. I won't just give Bayin Ra 1/60th. I'll give Bayin Yafa 1/40th. Because a yid wants to give. We have a b'teva in ourselves to be noisin. Because why? Because Ma'ashiv Hashem kol tagloi aloi. If I have the hakara, that the Rabbeinu Shalom gives me so much, I've received so much, my job is to pay back the Rabbeinu Shalom, to be a noisin, to be a makrit, to the nth degree, as we see from Elisha and from the Shunamis. To be maksit taiva, to try to give, like the way she gave to Elisha. And then, once it got into that world, it's already into that world of Aksakas taiva, so then where that leads to, that is B'nai Avraham Avinu. That is our job in this world, to be from the noisin, to be from the makrivin. And that's the way that we pay back the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the way we come to Madrega of Shali Shalach, to be a chassid, like the Mishnah says over there. Mashenkin, the Goyim are the opposite. The Goyim that give us more. Eilam Hazez, for me to be over here, it's all for me. Bishvili Nivra Eilam, in the simplest sense of the word. Give it to me, it's all for me. I want more. Halitaini, now give it to me. That's a guy that's not a yid, and that's the idea that we're supposed to take out of this parsha of Elisha the Shanas.